This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1711, The Thought Process of a Frugal Mind, by Chelsea of SmartMoneyMamas.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we continue to optimize your life. The Thought Process of a Frugal Mind, by Chelsea of SmartMoneyMamas.com. Think frugal living is just for unhappy cheapskates? Heck no. Being frugal is for anyone who wants to reach their money goals while still spending on the things that matter to them. To be frugal and save money, you don't have to reuse paper towels, skip flushing the toilet, ew, or eat ramen noodles. You just have to spend more thoughtfully. Today, I'm going to share the decision-making process that helped my husband and me learn how to be frugal. It took some getting used to, but we love the options and freedom it gives us. What does it mean to be frugal? Frugal living is an empowering thing. Practiced thoughtfully, it isn't meant to represent a life of deprivation or unhappiness. It certainly doesn't mean you never spend money or have to become a total cheapskate. Being frugal is about optimizing the balance between cost and happiness. Our society encourages quick, constant spending. It's what makes the economic world go round. But while a new pair of shoes or fancy gadget may make us happy in the moment, it's hurting us longer term. The money stress, debt, and overflowing closets that come with our reckless spending are overwhelming. Embracing the tenets of frugality means finding a more consistent level of happiness. One that helps us prioritize our spending towards the things that really matter to us, while not sacrificing our greater goals. But how do we break our bad spending habits? Well, for Papa Fish and I, it meant practicing a new thought process. The thought process of a frugal mind. If you want to stop spending money on things that don't matter, you have to change your mindset. You can't just see something you want and whip out your phone to order it on Amazon. A truly frugal person makes all of their spending decisions thoughtfully. These are the questions my husband and I ask ourselves before we buy anything. Sometimes it only takes seconds. Yes, we need more milk. Sometimes it takes longer, like when I want new bread pans or Papa Fish wants a new tool for his wood shop. But going through the process has made us much happier with our spending. Stage one, do I need it? This is by far the hardest question on the list. Differentiating between needs and wants is something we aim to teach our toddlers, but something most of us struggle with ourselves. So ask yourself, do you actually need it? If you only want it, will it really make you happy? When you feel the impulse to buy something, wait a few days. If you're like me, within a few days, you either A, won't need whatever it was anymore, or B, you'll have forgotten about it. I do this all the time with baby clothes and cute quilting fabric. Giving yourself some time will also distance you from any flashy marketing that's blurring your frugal vision. Has it been a few days and you still have your finger on the buy button? On to stage two. Stage two, can I make it? A lot of what we buy isn't all that complicated to make, like brownie mix, but companies are profiting off of our desire for convenience. Consider whether something you need to buy could be made with something you already have, or for cheaper than buying it. Free YouTube and web tutorials have made it so that you can learn how to do almost anything for free. It's how I taught myself how to sew and quilt. If it seems like you could make something yourself, take a moment to Google how to do it. If it looks doable, give it a go. Let's not go crazy here, though. You don't need to be cobbling your own shoes or sewing all your kids' clothes. Your time does have value, and the materials to make those things could end up costing more anyway. Just be aware of the option. So much of frugal living is about being aware of your choices. Do you still need whatever you're considering buying? Can't make it? On to stage three. Stage three, can I borrow it? If you only need something short term, or if you aren't sure you'll enjoy it, consider borrowing it first. Ask friends, neighbors, or local Facebook groups if anyone has what you're looking for and would be willing to lend it to you. Not only could it save you money, but it could also help you develop community. Be sure to check out your local library for things they might offer besides books. Our library loans out crochet and knitting needles. A library in Orono, Maine offers local seeds for your garden. The Oakland Public Library lends out power tools. You never know what you could find. When borrowing things, just be sure to return it on time and in the condition you receive it. Can't borrow it, or you've already decided you'll need it long term? On to stage four. Stage four, can I get it used? We live in a disposable economy. Marketers encourage people to upgrade before things have actually reached the end of their useful life, and most of us fall. This totally sucks for the environment, but it is fantastic if you want to live more frugally. Constant upgrading and knee-jerk purchases of stuff people don't really need means there are tons of high-quality products available used. From barely touched bread makers to low mileage cars and like new clothing. If you want it, someone has it used. Check out your local thrift stores, Letgo, Craigslist, and join your local Buy Nothing group to see if they have what you need. There's a major bonus if you find it in your Buy Nothing group. As the name implies, everything in there is being given away for free. We've received and given away some great stuff in our group. Can't find it used? It's time for the final stage. Stage five, buy it. You've made it to stage five. If after carefully considering all the options previously mentioned, you still want to buy, that's great. Budget for the item, find the best price, and buy without guilt. I'm a natural saver. I used to struggle with spending money, even when it was something I really wanted or needed. I would feel worried about some unknown future event where I might need the money I had spent for something else, and it kept me from enjoying what I had. When you buy something using the frugal thought process, be confident that you're spending money on something that matters. Whether it's something you need, something that makes your life easier, or something that brings you joy, just enjoy it. If you want to build better money habits, you have to break out of the ones you already have. It'll take some practice, but living frugally means less stress, less waste, and more joy. It's well worth the effort. You just listened to the post titled The Thought Process of a Frugal Mind by Chelsea of smartmoneymamas.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I loved reading this article because this is the exact thought process that I follow when deciding if I should buy something. What I like about it is that it forces me to slow down and be really intentional about my spending. It can also open up creativity and resourcefulness in getting my needs met. When it comes to frugality, I think a deep mindset shift is important so that it doesn't end up feeling like deprivation. For me, it's not enough to not buy a Tesla, for example. I also want to not desire a Tesla. By shifting my desires to align with a simple, low-cost lifestyle, I don't have to rely on willpower to spend less. And the way I achieved this deep mindset shift was by reading about frugality and minimalism every day. We talk so much on this show about reducing and optimizing our expenses, but I think the challenging part of actually doing this is that it's in direct opposition to our consumerist conditioning. We've been trained since birth to want bigger, better, and upgraded material possessions. I found for myself that shifting my desires and actually wanting what I have now has been the mindset shift that's allowed me to keep my expenses low without being bitter about it. And another benefit of my frugal habits is that I've been pushed to explore the satisfaction of actively creating versus passively consuming. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.